Hi, everybody. It's my cake day. It's hard to believe that I have been making naughty audios for you for a year now. So thank you so much for your support and your comments, your suggestions, your constructive criticism. I have learned so much, not just about audio production, but also about sex. I know so much more now than I did when I started. So to celebrate, I picked this script to perform for you, which gives you free use and full permission to use me. So enjoy. And again, thank you so much for all that you've done. It really has been so much fun, and I enjoy you very much. The bracelet was a plain black thing nobody would really think twice about. I probably could have made something like it myself. Just a band of braided leather, smooth and unadorned. As it happened, I didn't make this one. It was a souvenir from a certain long weekend where the two of us had talked seriously about trust and tried some special new games. Since then, wearing it was a sign that I was completely offering anything you might want without reservation. You would have permission to take advantage of me or my body, to ask or demand or just take, and know I would happily give you what you want with no rejections. In my mind, that black leather bracelet was sexier than any piece of gold jewelry I might own. I fished the bracelet out of the nightstand and slipped it onto my wrist before quietly sliding back into bed. My hand snaked across you and came to rest on your chest, where I could faintly feel your heart beating through your shirt. Soon enough, your breathing changed. At first, I didn't move, waiting as you stirred and opened your eyes. Your hand closed around mine and squeezed. We looked at each other and smiled. As your hand started to drop, you felt the strip of leather and froze. Your beautiful eyes widened right away. You fuzzily turned toward me, giving an "Are you sure?" look with raised eyebrows, and glanced down again toward the band around my wrist. I met your gaze and gave you a happy smile. "Mm-hmm, yes," I whispered, surprised that I still got a faint tingle of nervous excitement from saying it. I stared straight into your eyes and quietly laughed as I saw your sleepiness fall away. Today, my love, all day. Your delighted look sent a warm rush through my chest. I blushed to imagine the gears already turning in your head. Your hand kept idly rubbing mine while you considered. I simply lay still and breathed into you, patiently waiting. And soon, you started moving my hand downward to your waist. I took the hint and started slightly rubbing against the front of your boxers until I could feel the hardness growing underneath. And reached under the waistband to grab you and start stroking. You gave a happy sigh and moved your hand up to my chest over my shirt. We exchanged soft, slow kisses until it became clear You were getting impatient for more. Your other hand slid behind my neck. Wove into my hair. And then began nudging my head downward. I gave a naughty moan and slid into position, settling comfortably on my stomach, facing the foot of the bed. Although I liked to act matter-of-fact about this task, it was always a satisfying thrill to hear your groan when my mouth first slid over your cock. Your hands drifted over me, stroking my back, squeezing my ass, running through my hair, often wandering underneath to play with the breast. I followed your pace and took my time letting your pleasure build for 10 minutes, then 15. Rustling fabric and soft wet sounds were the only things to be heard, only punctuated when your breathing got heavy. I patiently bobbed my head and swirled my tongue, stroked and licked until he started gasping and gave a warning groan. I moaned as you stiffened up, filled my mouth, eagerly taking each salty, sweet gulp. Then I skillfully finished cleaning you up. You let me lick for another minute before gathering a handful of hair and gently pulling me back up. I got in the last parting suck before my mouth left you with a soft pop. I licked my lips and laughed, trying not to sound too smug, and almost succeeding. You gave me a big smile and a deep stare, with a promise of more, as we got out of bed. Yeah. The morning moved along at the usual Saturday pace. You had me take extra time soaping you all over in the shower. Then gave an even more thorough scrubbing to me in return that left every inch of my body warm and tingling. After we dried off, you bent me over the sink and slid into me. Taking a few leisurely pumps and strokes as we smiled at each other in the mirror. When we got to the kitchen, you walked up behind me to idly massage my breasts while the coffee brewed. One hand over my shirt and one underneath until it was ready to pour. We both wandered off after breakfast, but not before you stopped to give me a little fingering in the hallway. Barely a minute. Not enough to bring me close to coming. Just a tempting tease before you withdrew your hand and trotted off. We drifted in and out of each other's orbits throughout the day while moving around the house. Each of us taking care of our own things. Not much more than an hour would go by, though, without you coming round for at least a quick moment of playtime. While I sat on the couch with my phone, you walked over and unzipped, lightly sliding into my mouth as I tapped and scrolled on the phone. An encounter passing each other on the stairs led to you briefly pounding on my back on the landing. Your legs in a messy jumble of half-pulled down pants. While I sat at my computer desk after lunch, you wandered in and kissed my neck. reach down my shirt to play with my nipples until I shivered. The afternoon included a trip to run some errands, which meant a chance to pull over along a deserted road for a 5-minute suck. A tingling excitement lingered throughout the day, building up in my muscles each time and then gradually easing off until you found me again. It felt like a good time for a catnap after we got back home. I was feeling almost keyed up enough to take care of myself first, but decided to wait and enjoy the anticipation of whatever was coming. I woke up to feel your warm arm around my body, and you cozily snugged up against my back. Once I came awake and stretched, you smoothly pulled down my panties and eased into me for a few slow thrusts from behind. Your hand raised goosebumps as it glided beneath my shirt and down along my side. Before I knew it, you were pulling out again and rolling over to get out of bed. It seemed like you would disappear without a word until you turned back to say one thing on your way out of the room. No more clothes tonight. You'd been busy while I was dozing. Dinner was simmering on the stove when I made it down to the kitchen. I stepped in to help you set out plates and pour some wine. On the way back to the kitchen, you suddenly stopped in a doorway to turn and push me back against the frame. Your mouth found my neck. I couldn't help a small moan as you kissed further down my chest, then gave each of my breasts a minute's worth of soft squeezing and licking before walking off once again. Dinner itself was a breezy time as we chatted about normal small things. Part of my mind insisted on not acting unusual, even when I would remember that we were naked, or notice your eyes wandering, or reach for my glass and see that bracelet on my wrist. It lasted until everything was cleared and taken to the kitchen. Your hands drifted all over my back as I rinsed the dishes and loaded the washer. One of them, eventually drifted between my legs so you could slide in a finger while I worked. Once it was done, you backed me against the counter, then swiftly knelt down to move in and lick my cunt. I braced my hands on the counter, threw my head back, and gave a long, low moan from somewhere deep in my chest as your tongue rolled up and down my pussy. When you pulled away, it almost became a groaning cry before I bit down and followed you to the couch. Choosing something to watch on TV was quick and easy. We settled on a favorite sitcom, familiar enough not to require very much attention. I turned toward my usual side of the couch on my way to sit down, but you grabbed at my hips and brought me up short. First, you pulled me onto your lap to ride you while your tongue and teeth teased my nipples. Once my thrusts got too hard, you again stopped and picked up the remote. to start the show. The next couple of hours kept me in a tingly sort of limbo. At times it almost felt like any cozy night in, except for the lack of clothes and the lusty tension in my belly that never went away. After each episode ended, you would calmly position me for a little more brief, unhurried fucking before going back to start the next. One time setting me in your lap facing away, the next time pushing me onto my back and climbing on top, once bending me over the armrest for a few more easy strokes from behind. A buzz of lust continually ran through me, keeping me at a steady, slow burn without taking me too much further. It became harder and harder to keep myself under control. But I kept it together until you, finally, took my hand and walked me back to the bedroom. I was ready to jump on you and take you any way you asked. You pushed me back onto the bed, spread my legs, and then began devouring me. Your lips and tongue fastened onto my clit, while one hand reached back up to my breasts. This time I couldn't hold back the cries. The day's worth of bottled attention let loose, then disappeared in a hot rush that spread through my whole body. I sprawled out, limbs weak, and laughing helplessly. Seeing the grin on your face gave me more energy to go on. Once I caught my breath, you pulled me on top to straddle you and ride. There was no more holding back. You thrust up into me to match each bounce. Your hands were everywhere, gripping my hips like a vice, expertly teasing my nipples, digging into my back, enough to leave red finger marks. We bucked and groaned until you arched your back and came, shuddering hard. I eased off you and slid down onto my side, settling my head onto your chest as your panting gradually tapered off. The pounding heartbeat in my ears gradually slowed to a steady thump, almost threatening to lull me to sleep before I knew it. I eventually turned to kiss your neck and glance up at your face to make sure you felt as happy as I did. So, I began, and then trailed off. You simply looked back patiently, smiling, waiting. So, I begin again. Today, good? Right? You got everything you wanted. You chuckled and squeezed me. Oh, yes, you sighed. Yes, I did. It was great. Completely. But you suddenly hesitated. What about you? Is there something you want? Well, I wasn't sure what to say. I don't know. Don't worry about me. It's okay. Today's about you. I'm here to please you because it pleases me. You smiled and shook your head. Oh, you did. Sure, but that's only today. There's also tomorrow. Are there things you want? What do you need? I felt confused and shook my head. What? What do you mean? I trailed off as you reached for my hand, giving me a steady stare, and you slowly tugged off the bracelet and then slipped it over your own wrist. And you turned your hand back and forth and eyed the familiar band in its odd new place. Well, you said, and raised an eyebrow at me. Then think about it. Tomorrow.